Hello. We are conducting a survey to better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Very dissatisfied.
If my phone hangs up, it's because I dropped my phone in water.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are more important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Criminal justice reform from 0 to 10?
10.
Voting rights from 0 to 10?
10.
Jobs and wages from 0 to 10?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Climate change?
10.
Crime and violence?
I'll say 1.
K-12 education?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all likely to vote, 10 means you are totally likely to vote? Okay,
10. Mm-hmm.
What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native? Asian, Pacific Islander? Thank you.
Black African-American.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
84.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'll say 5.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Andre,
yeah, I've never heard of that. So.
Andre Deacon?
I don't know anything about that.
Tim Walz from 0 to 10 or never heard of?
Never heard.
J.D. Vance?
Never heard of.
Raphael Warnock?
Yes, I've heard of him.
From 0 to 10?
10.
Brad Raffensperger?
No, I never heard of him.
John Ossoff?
Yes, I've 10.
Brian Kemp?
10.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided. I do not plan to vote.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden,
Biden.
Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen?
Okay. Biden. Mm-hmm.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that you have gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, if it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or big difference?
It's a big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly from 0 to 10?
Can you repeat that question again?
Of course. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe...
5.
Thanks. Democrats in the U.S. From 0 to 10? Hello, can you hear me?